Hello and welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Monday, April 27th, and we've been in quarantine for a while. The days, you know, the number of days is adding up quickly. I wanted to go back and see, like, what number podcast this is.
I've never really figured out when I came
home from college.
Home from school.
Yeah. No, so when we got off, I went to Miski one day. So then I wasn't in quarantine then. So, but it's been like 30 something days, I think, for me.
I'm looking at my 1 second a day.
I have to admit. But I'm getting through, you know. I always think I am very lucky because I get to spend time with my family. I have a good setup here where I can have, like, a room to myself. I can imagine sharing a room with siblings right now is extra hard because you just need some time away. Or if you're in, like, a single room apartment or whatever it is, I can imagine that's really hard. So I'm just very grateful.
Yeah, I've been home for 7 weeks. I just figured it out. Home March 13th.
That's a lot of weeks.
That's insane.
Yes, and we'll be here for even longer because school's canceled, so there's no going back. But someone was saying earlier today, my sister, I think, she was like, I feel like this would be a lot easier if we did know, like, the exact date when everything would be. And also people are saying, like, and I'll get more into this later, but, like, that they might start to lift restrictions a little. But I think when people hear that, there's the misconception that that means, bam, you're back to normal. But yeah, that could take months.
Yeah, that's, like, I read a headline today in the Providence Journal, and it was like, Governor eyes May 8th to start lifting restrictions. And I said that out loud. I was like, oh, they're going to lift restrictions May 8th? And then my mom said, yeah, it pretty much just means she'll allow gatherings of 10 people. Instead of 5.
Yeah.
Because my mom had read the article.
And so also, it's like, even then, it's like, I'm sure.
And it's not even like gatherings. Like, you can't go hang out with this 10 group of people and then go hang out with that 10 group.
It's just
group.
Like, you can literally quarantine with that 10
like
people.
Like, you can have, like, more friends that you hang out with more consistently.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, so I don't think that things will be. But that's the thing. We don't know. I'm like, this could be over June 10th. It could be over September 1st. It could, like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
And we can make lots of good estimates and guesses, but it just keeps changing. But we just gotta hope, I guess.
I've pretty much just set the fact to myself that we're quarantined until at least July 1st.
Yeah, I'm honestly gone to September 1st because I figure then if it's like, I'm going to just tell myself there is no summer, and that way, well, there's still summer still happens, but you know what I mean? Like, no beaches, like, and whatnot.
Real summer.
And that way, if it's lifted July 1st, I'll be so happy.
Yeah, and that might be pessimistic.
But I read something that's like, now of all times is a good time to not be pessimistic necessarily, but just be like, set your expectations low for when it's going to open back up. Well, so that you're not like waiting for like May 5th to come, and then May 5th comes and you're like, I'm still here. You know what I mean?
Prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Exactly. That's a good quote. You should have saved that.
That saying... It's never been more relatable.
Yeah, than right now.
Well, I've also always been, this might be jumping ahead, but I've always said, like, I don't see any way they really open up without a vaccine. And I was going through New York Times today, and they said, the headline was like, vaccine by fall, so that got my attention. And apparently, the Jenner Institute at Oxford University has a vaccine that seems to work in lab animals and is ready to test its effectiveness in humans if regulators approve. And that lab, the institute, had a big head start because they had already gotten approved for all the testing to find a vaccine for MERS, and all that just went over to work for COVID. So they've already been doing animal testing, and they found one that seems to work on animals. And so they have now scheduled tests, 6,000 people by the end of May, hoping to show that not only that it is safe, but also that it works. So that's good. Hopefully
that works out. Yeah. But the problem is, like, you know, I think that's very exciting news, but it's also very, like, a lot of ifs. Like, if it gets approved, if it actually works, how long will they take to gather all that information?
Yeah.
But it is, any like news like that is good news, and it's good, and it is good to hold on to those things. Like, at least we know they're working hard to a vaccine. They might have the vaccine. It's like, people are a light
at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. All right. So, CNN.com, I went on, and they have the sort of like what you need to know kind of updates for world news for coronavirus. More than 55,900 people have died from coronavirus in the U.S. Tyson Foods says, this is like a quote they put. Well, I'm quoting CNN, and they're quoting Tyson Foods, says millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain as processing plants close because of the virus. So that's interesting, because you have to think, like, all the manufacturing companies and everything that are being affected and have to lay off workers, not necessarily because, like, there's not as much as a supply for their food, but because they have to, like, set up those 6 feet restrictions. I wonder if we're going to start to see, like, a food shortage, not just because people are taking all the food, but because less food is being made. That's interesting. New York's first phase, and this is what we were talking about earlier, New York's first phase of reopening could begin after May 15 in some areas, the governor said. Other states are already taking their first steps towards reopening. And like I said before, first steps really could mean anything. I think my sister said something like letting construction workers go back to work or something small like that. Another round of small business loans will open today, and New York State canceled its presidential primary election. So that was more like U.S. news, I think. It was CNN.com/U.S. But so that's interesting. And then moving to Providence Journal, which is kind of to do with the reopening, Gina Raimondo hopes if people continue to cooperate, she'll be able to lift her existing stay-at-home order on Saturday, May 9th. But that would mean, like, put another one in place. And it'll be a multi-phase process, like, that could happen over months. But she also made sure to say that if people don't cooperate, it could cause a spike in the number of cases and would once again prompt severe restrictions. So that's the thing. If she says, like, you know, you guys, we're going to open the beaches, but you still have to have 6 feet restrictions or whatever, then people start to gather in large groups, and then we see a surge in cases, it'll go back just like that, and which is why we have to really listen to everything that is being said, just so that we can get out of here, not just quickly, but also for, like, a long amount of time, or forever, hopefully.
I just don't get how there are people who aren't listening. It just,
Yeah, no, it's upsetting. I agree.
So weird.
So this weekend, to go to a weekend update, unless you have any other news.
No, not really.
Because, you know, it's Monday, I like to give a little weekend update on things I did. So one thing I wanted to mention was what my sister did. So my sister, I've told you this before, I think, but my sister and brother-in-law have moved in here with their son and daughter. And so it was their 5-year anniversary on Saturday. And so obviously they couldn't go out to dinner or anything, but they kind of like, at, like, 12 o'clock, they left for a bike ride, and they were, like, we're taking the day off from, like, kids. So my sister and I watched Harry and Poppy, and they went for a bike ride, and then they went for a drive, and then afterwards, they had dinner. They got takeout dinner, and they had it in, like, my grandpa has sort of, like, an apartment connected to our house, so he came and ate with us like he does every night, and then they went and ate in the little apartment, and we set up candles and, like, put out placemats, just to try to make it fancy. And honestly, I think, like, they said it was really, like, very nice. And just to have that change of scenery, just to have dinner in a different room even, that made it feel special. So I think that not everyone's obviously quarantined with their significant other or has an anniversary coming up necessarily. But just different things like that, like getting your family to try to dress up, or being like, let's put the tablecloth on the table even.
Yeah. Well, I honestly just thought of, like, maybe just if you want to do, like, dinner with new people, dress up and have a Zoom dinner.
Yeah, like, why not?
I just thought of that right now. But
I feel like even if you don't have a whole lot to talk about, just having different people at dinner, like, it adds a whole new entertainment. Like, just something different. I think that's a great goal right now, just to try to spruce things up a little bit. I always love the candle. That's, I feel like the second I light a candle on my table, I'm like, I'm having a fancy dinner right now.
Yeah, we've been lighting candles every dinner just because it's like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, this is fun, exactly. And if you have the pleasure of having a yard or even a deck, a picnic is a great thing. Honestly, even on your apartment floor, putting out a blanket and eating food on the floor, like, that is a fun thing to do. I can really picture it, like, you, like, get the whole room set up, like, put a few candles and, like, put your blanket on the floor and then maybe, like, play, like, I don't know, music. Because, you know, in some countries, they, like, eat on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, try to channel a whole... Anyways, sounds like a cool thing. Also, I played Scattergories, which is a great game. If you have it, get it out because it's so much fun. And if you don't, order it.
And it'll bring some excitement because it gets a little controversial. It gets heated. So,
there were lots of family fights over that one. In terms of shows, I watched the movie Bodyguard last night, which is an old movie with Whitney Houston in it, and it is very good. I recommend it. And then I finished the show Outer Banks,
which I just watched episode 5 of literally right before this podcast. So I'm right in the midst of it. My sisters are waiting for me to keep watching. They're mad that I had to leave.
Yeah, it's a good show. And I think you guys got hooked right away, but I found the first episode, I was like, not much really happened. It wasn't that interesting. But then once you get sucked in, it's one of those shows that ends with the twist, so you have to watch the next episode.
Yeah, I got hooked just by, like, the vibe of the show in the first episode. Just, like, beach, like,
a yeah, bunch it's of one of those, like, easy watching shows.
The acting's first. Not great, but it's, like, yeah, the plot is it's good. Fantastic. So.
Yeah, so that was, you know.
And the Michael Jordan documentary last night was also amazing.
Oh, also good, yeah. So lots of good entertainment right now. And then it was really rainy today, but I went on a rainy walk, which was nice. But yeah, I must say, though, when it's sunny, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Life is good when the weather's nice. I wanted to mention, see, the problem is that, like, it's late now, but something cool that Mend Yoga is doing is they're doing a 7-day challenge starting today, so I guess it's a little late. But you do, like, their yoga class every single day for 7 days. And then there's, like, this big prize at the end with, like, all sorts of fun stuff, like sweatshirts and sweatpants and stuff like that. So I would encourage you to do that if you happen to listen to this at, like, right when it came out. And you were, like, 10 o'clock at night. And you were, like, let's do this. Then it's a great thing to do. But even if you are not going to be able to make it for that competition, Mend always has great stuff. Great workouts. So 10 out of 10, recommend.
Yeah, so last episode I talked about my buddy Nick Lonnie, who is doing a fundraiser on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did it. It was hilarious to watch. But not only that, he raised, I'm just going to check his story to see if he posted, he's been posting updates. So last, his update, he raised $10,000.
Oh my gosh.
All going, he's trying to find hospitals where Fairfield University nurses are working.
Oh, that's good.
So it's because most of the people who were donating were other Fairfield students. So yeah, it was kind of sweet that he was able to do something
is
like that.
Is he going to do something again this weekend?
Honestly, probably. Like,
I want it. I mean, even if he could, I mean, like, that's great. Even if you could make, like, $100 a weekend, yeah, like, that's awesome. I think that, and it's so great that he's getting involved like that because, you know, you normally think, like, only celebrities can make $10,000 in a weekend.
Yeah.
But he just did, so yeah, anybody can do it. And I encourage you to get creative, guys. For my interview, I interviewed my mom. It's funny because we interviewed Max's mom, Max's dad, my mom. We're really getting in the family here, but, you know, that's what...
I think that shows a quarantine vibe.
Yeah, it really does.
People we can talk to.
Yeah,
so
your interview where you are getting to spend some time with the people that we spend time with 24/7.
Yeah.
And they're great people, though, so we can't complain. No complaints.
We do have a pretty big interview coming up, hopefully.
I'm not going to
say who it is, but...
Hoping.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
It's Barack Obama's.
It is Oprah.
Yeah.
All right, so I interviewed my mom, and she works for a great nonprofit organization called Meals on Wheels. I encourage you to look it up and donate if you can, because she'll talk more about what it's about. But it's a great organization to donate to, especially right now. And if you're looking for something to do, and you're not busy, then you can actually sign up to be a driver, which she also talks about. So, you know, there is ways to get out there and get active in your community, even if you aren't, like, the essential worker you might think of. Like, if you're not a doctor, if you're not a firefighter, whatever. There are ways for you to get involved and really help out right now. So, let's get into that interview.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm with my mom.
Hi.
And I'm going to be talking to her about Meals on Wheels, which, well, you know, you can explain what it is.
So Meals on Wheels is a nonprofit that supplies meals to seniors and people who can't get out of the house to get meals for themselves. And it's delivered weekdays, Monday through Friday, around the, and it's in the state of Rhode Island. I'm sure it's nationwide, actually, but
yeah. So you are continuing that, correct? Like,
yes.
You've been doing it throughout the coronavirus. So what kind of precautions have you had to make? Like, did they send anything out when this first happened?
They didn't right away, but I pretty much right away started wearing a buff around my neck and gloves. And then I started wearing a mask and gloves and wiped everything down and got nervous and was very careful with mm-hmm. everything that mm-hmm. I did. But they, on our sheet that we get every week, they have something about the coronavirus explaining what to do every week. So
you, do you ever go inside the house?
No.
That's good. Do you think that, like, the people that you're giving the meals to, like, are very appreciative? Like,
they're very appreciative. And some of the people who are extra cautious because they might have underlying conditions or some issue that they're worried about. And most of them are over the age of 60. I think all of them are. So they can be extra cautious. One person, for example, leaves her cooler outside the house,
mm-hmm.
so you don't even see her. And then another person leaves, she's in an apartment building, and she just has a place outside of her door where you just leave the food for her.
And do you think any are eager to make conversation with you? Because you might be the only person that they're seeing.
Usually, when it's not during the coronavirus, they are much more eager to chat and everything. And now it's quick, hi, how you doing kind of thing. But most of these people are used to not seeing many people during the day, so it's not too bad for them. And some of them do have family members that are there when I'm dropping off the food.
That's good.
And the nice thing about Meals on Wheels is, which is why they want to continue delivering every day, is that if the delivery person is the only person they see during the day, then if that there is a no answer, if someone doesn't answer, then Meals on Wheels will call their contact and make sure someone checks in on them.
Mm.
So it's guaranteed every day that someone will check in on them if
that's good.
Yeah, so that's good.
So can anybody do Meals on Wheels?
I think if you have your driver's license and they do a little checkup on you, you can.
Wow.
Definitely.
So that's a cool thing to do right now, to sign up for that. I feel like they can always use drivers, right?
Yes, they are always looking for drivers, either full-time or subs. Subs are very
important, so that you don't always have to be the sub. And so have they, do you think that, like, it's, they've had to cut back at all on their customers, or do you think they've been getting, like, how do they pay for the meals? Is it all donation-based, right?
It's donation-based, yes. So they love a donation, and it's nice. A lot of times people will put that in, you know, their obituary, or if they're doing a fundraiser or something, they'll do for Meals on Wheels. And it's such a great service. It really is for so many people.
Thanks. Well, thanks so much for talking to me, Mom. Man, this is like your big moment on the... You've heard about this podcast for so long. Is there anything you've been doing lately that, you know, to stay busy during quarantine?
Lots of walks with Josie. It's been really nice.
Yeah.
And games. We've played some really good games. Mm-hmm. Categories today, which was... Or was that yesterday?
Yesterday. All the days blend together. Anyways, all right. Thanks so much for talking to me, Mom. I'll see you downstairs.
Bye.
All right. That was a great interview. Thanks so much, Mom. Let's get... Do we have answers?
We did have a couple answers.
So, just, you know, if you're one of those people who this is your first episode, because I feel like sometimes, you know, you could hop on right here and you haven't been with us the whole time. At the end, what we do is we ask three questions. Normally three. It could be two, one. Mm-hmm. Whatever we can find. And that Mac and I answer, and then afterwards we put that question, one of the questions, on our Instagram story, which is, the Instagram is Quarren_teen, and then all our listeners or anybody who follows us on Instagram answers the question, and then we read those answers on the podcast. So we usually start with the answers from the last question we asked, which would have been Friday's question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask new questions. So let's get into the answers.
So the question was, what's your favorite workout song? Not too many responses, but Johnny Nunes had a couple responses because he said, I'm assuming you're making a playlist. So I'm going to give you
multiple. More,
yeah. So he said Power by Kanye, which is a good one. Gets people going. 4 Minutes by Timberland and Madonna. Not something I would have thought, but now that you say it, I vibe with it. No Chill by Vic Mensa, another good one. One More Time, Daft Punk, another one I wouldn't have thought of. I'm a Bee, Black Eyed Peas, great song. And All Me by Drake, another fantastic song. And then his sister, Tess, says Stronger by Kanye West. That's a classic workout song.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Hobart said Free Bird by Leonard Skinner or Ballin' by Roddy Ricch. And then Mary Lee said P.I.M.P. by 50 Cent, which is one that I actually listened with your dad when we worked out. So.
Nice.
So, yeah, those are all of them.
Awesome. All right. So, probably not enough to make a playlist.
Well, it's a start of a playlist.
It's a start. So, you know, that's one of the ones, if you ever want to DM us and be like, I was just listening to this episode, feel free. Okay. So, for our questions now, I guess I'll ask the first one.
Okay.
So, I was on, I don't even know what website, and it asked something about a genie and stuff, but that just gave me the idea to come up with my own question, which is, if you had one wish that could be granted right now, what would you choose?
Well, if you say right now, it's an obvious, easy one. Get rid of coronavirus.
Interesting.
Have a cure right now. Boom, everything's back to normal.
I have to say, this is a hard one. Because the immediate problem is coronavirus. And that seems like the... But I might say world peace, like grant world peace. Because we're going to find a vaccine eventually for coronavirus. And obviously, if I had two wishes, that would be my second one. But I feel like wars and stuff like that kill so many more people. And there is, like, no solution that has been found. So I'd probably have to go with world peace. But it works out. Because I'd say world peace and you would get coronavirus. And things would just be looking up, basically.
Yeah, I've never been one to really think ahead. It's kind of solved the most immediate problem to me. So, yeah. So my question is, or one of the questions is, what, inanimate object would be most annoying if it played loud, upbeat music while being used?
So I think I would say, first I was going to say weights, like working out, cause I'm angry when I work out, but then I was like, wait, I listen to workout music. So that mm-hmm. isn't really, I think I would say like my pencil, because I cannot listen to music while I study or do homework. So if I was, like, writing and it was playing loud, upbeat music, I would not be able to get any work done. So that's mine.
I would probably say a scale. I haven't weighed myself in, like, over 2 years. But if I did, I would not want loud music to be playing while I was looking down at it. And I think loud, upbeat music. Like
you just want, like, sad music?
I wouldn't want any music. I would want it to be a very personal thing for myself to look down and be
all by myself. Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm trying to look at. Oh, yeah. And so the next
question.
What are
these from?
Is from conversationstartersworld.com.
Nice.
So this is, if you couldn't be convicted of any one type of crime, what criminal charge would you like to be immune to? So it's not like you get to rob a bank once. It's, you can be immune to, like, if you rob a bank, you don't get in trouble. But it's hard to rob a bank.
No, I would not rob a bank.
I don't know. That's just my first question. I would do the noise complaint.
Yeah.
In my current... that might change in a couple of years, but right now it's, I would like to be as loud as possible.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to have to, like, commit any real crime.
Yeah, exactly. That's a, I'm sorry, neighbors, if you're annoyed, but I can't get in trouble by having too much music at my
I'd have
house.
To probably go with the same one, noise complaint. That's fun. You can throw some awesome parties. Or maybe, like, I'd say, like, allowed to have a fire, because we have rules in Rhode Island about having, like, open fire pits.
Yeah, I already break that rule, like, you know, I don't think that's a real rule.
Yeah, something to do with just being able to, like, have a permit to, like, have large parties and nobody, like, be able to say anything. Or maybe be able to do, although I don't really have a place to do the parking, but, like, you get in trouble, like, on busy days if you, like, have people park in your backyard.
Yeah,
like, for second beach type thing, overflow. So you can make a lot of money that way. So maybe something like
that. Yeah, you know, something that's not bad.
Something that's not, like, a real crime. All right, so I am going to do my quote from RBG, who is a Supreme Court justice, who's just super awesome. I think there's a film about her that you should check out. But this quote is, every now and then it helps to be a little deaf. RBG. And I think this one works in the sense that, I mean, it can be interpreted lots of different ways, but I think it's like, right now it's like, you don't have to, you know, always be, like, so up to date with what's going on in the coronavirus. Every now and then it's okay to just, like, be blissfully ignorant, if that's gonna help you sleep. Like, if you, before you go to bed, you don't need to necessarily check the news. You can just be like, I'm just gonna, like, lay here and pretend that nothing's happening. And that's okay to do every once in a while. Obviously, you don't want to live your whole life being ignorant, because that's not a good thing. And you want to be attuned to what's going on in the world and, you know, care about it, because there are a lot of people suffering. But it's okay every once in a while to just, like, have time to yourself where you're not really thinking about things. So that's how I interpret that.
So mine is similar. It's from Mark Twain, a great author. And he said, I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened. And this is one that I just related to.
What if I fail my exam and then I don't get a go? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, you lay in bed and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so worried about stupid things. And then you're just like, I probably shouldn't be worried, so I'm... don't. Which is something I, like, I have a very, like, I feel that this is a good quote to have, because a lot
because
of
a lot things, of things you're worrying about, you're not gonna, you know the saying, it's like, if it's not gonna be an issue in 5 years, don't worry about it for more than 5 minutes or something
like that. Exactly. That, like, I have friends who are like, oh, I need an extension from my professor, and I just emailed her, and she hasn't responded, like, what's gonna happen? I'm just like, she's gonna give you the extension. Like, don't worry about it. It's okay. And then eventually they give you the extension. So, you know, it's just,
just, like, especially right now, try to not worry as much as possible. I say that. I'm a major worrier.
Yeah, there are some things that are legitimate worries, but...
now we're rambling. We're just talking about everything.
Blah, 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 worries.
And I don't have... oh, dear. I don't have our exit music up. I deleted the tab.
Keep rambling, I guess. Long story short, you know when a worry is worth it, okay?
Yeah,
some things are important. Preach, Mac. Other things aren't.
Okay. Yeah, you guys rock.
Stay safe.